Joining us at the Eagle, Carlos and Salvador Santana, to talk about all kind of things. Specifically, Salvador, I want to start with you. Music runs in the Santana family bloodline. Tell us about that.
Well, you said it. Music is definitely a part of our genealogy, and we all have our different takes on it and interpretations of it. But one thing's for sure: we all have a mission and are on a quest constantly to promote consciousness, a higher consciousness, into the music, so that everyone that has a chance to listen to it can definitely feel the joy and be that much more uplifted by what they're hearing.
What sort of business advice has your father given you?
Lots of it. The best one, though, is just to be yourself. You know, that's what you're selling. That's what you're putting out there, is yourself. You don't have to be like anybody else, because nobody else can be like you. So just be yourself. That's probably the best advice he's ever said to me, and anybody has ever said to me.
I'm already sensing that he has certainly passed along a fair amount of spirituality as well, Salvador. Would that be a safe assumption?
Absolutely. And it's a give and take, you know. My father has definitely shared a lot of wonderful spiritual and positive advice for me. And vice versa. We've had conversations where he's like, oh, wow, I never thought of it like that. Thank you, no, it's been a give and take. And everybody in the family, too. We all learn from each other. And, you know, it's just a wonderful, I'm just grateful, and it's just a blessing. I couldn't ask for a better life, and to be able to share who we are as a family to others. It's a beautiful thing that other people can be inspired by what we feel like we do on a regular, everyday basis.
No doubt. Cool. No doubt. Let's talk about the new album that comes out next week, A Fantasy Reality. Is this a jazz rock fusion meets hip hop? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, it has everything that you said and more in that. I'm a jazz pianist first and foremost. Even though drums is my first instrument, I've definitely been inspired by the Herbie Hancocks, McCoy Tyners, Bill Evans, so on and so forth, those guys of the world. And Thelonious Monk, can't forget Monk. You'll hear definitely a lot of my jazz-influenced piano playing, but, you know, there's just so much music out there, and I've been exposed to so much music. I wouldn't be doing myself a service if I didn't include all the music that has inspired me over the years. And that's definitely what you hear when you put on the album in its entirety, Fantasy Reality. And on top of all that, since I'm a lyricist as well, I love to promote consciousness into my lyrics and into the music, so that people can, again, when they listen to it, not only enjoy it as much as I had fun making it, but hopefully they feel that much more uplifted, and can definitely have that much more validation about themselves, so that they can go out and make a difference.
Very cool. Very cool. Carlos, I would be remiss in the fact that this is the month of August not to bring up Woodstock. Do you have a favorite memory of that? It was a flashpoint of your career, obviously, but is there one that you carry with you all the time?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking. I was very moved inwardly by the reality that presented before me, that 550,000 people, an ocean of flesh and hair and
yes,
teeth and so many freaks, you know, and and when I say freaks, it's a compliment,
mm-hmm,
you know, because when I look at Herbie Hancock, he's a freak, you know, he's a monster, you know. I want to make a t-shirt that says, run the hell away from normal.
You
know? Yeah. Woodstock was not normal, you know, and this is what we're still talking about it, because Woodstock represented a shift in consciousness from being a square and a victim and a follower to being someone who, like the Doors, you know,
mm-hmm,
we want the world and we want it now. We want to stop the Vietnam War. We miss that. I miss that. You know, I miss people protesting the war here, you know. So when I saw Woodstock landing in a helicopter and seeing this ocean of people, it gave me courage that I wasn't the only freak, you know, that there was enough people in this planet who were thinking of like-minded frequency, and we wanted a shift in religion and politics and all that stuff. We just wanted the same thing that John Lennon wanted. Mm-hmm. You know, Bob Marley wanted. We still do, and the Doors wanted. You know, we want to bring peace on Earth now.
Yes. Well, it was such a special time in you know, just locked into the fabric of all us baby boomers, and we reflect back on it very, very positively. You, I understand, Carlos, are going to be working again with a couple original members of Santana. Can you tell us about that project?
Yes, I had so much fun reuniting with Greg Raleigh and Michael Shreves and Neil Sean and Michael Caraballo, and we completed the CD. We're going to mix it in September. Next month, and then it'll be out hopefully at the end of this year or in spring, the latest. So, you know, I feel really grateful because we're still manifesting. Also, the good news is that Ronnie Isley sang on two songs of it, and he sounds incredible. You know, he's my favorite singer right now alive. If you ever get a chance, pause for a second and go get Ronnie Isley sings Burt Bacharach songs. Especially this song called Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Oh, cool. I like that. I like that. Yeah, you know, some vocalists have such a distinct style. I want to talk about you guys going out together, Salvador and Carlos. You've done that for a while, and are you back out now or going back out in the near future?
Both.
Okay.
We're going to kick off a tour tomorrow, actually.
Oh, great. And might you work your way over to the East Coast here, and specifically the Southeast? Might we see you?
I wish. I think the furthest south we're going, I believe, is Virginia. It's basically going to be Northeast and venture over to the Midwest as well. But this will be the first of many, many more. And again, I'm just grateful and really excited for the opportunity to be able to share the stage with my father and his band and be able to share my music and our message together so that everyone can feel that much more inspired and positive about what's going on.
It sounds like you guys are well, in addition to being connected genetically, but just you seem to be on the same wavelength. That's for sure. That's one thing I'm sensing with the interview almost right away, that you guys are just so very much in sync. I want to go back to the album again that comes out next week, Fantasy Reality. Where can we find it?
You can find it on iTunes. On the 21st, so I believe next week, next Friday. And then you can always check out my website, salvadorsantana.com. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, my Instagram, and especially my YouTube channel. You can definitely check out the latest video of the first single, Fantasy Reality, the title of the album. It's released. The music video and the single itself are out now, so I encourage everyone to go check it out. You can find it on salvadorsantana.com. And again, I'm just so grateful that the album is complete, and I'm finally in a position to be able to share it with everyone. So I'm very grateful.
Look forward to putting an ear on it. And gentlemen, I want to thank you, Carlos and Salvador Santana, for joining us this morning, and safe travels and peace, my friends.
Thank you, Nick. Best to you and your family.
Thank you, Nick.